Welcome all of you to Sunday Zoom with connection to the Ascended Masters, this week with Melchizedek. Just going to start with a little poem called When Dawn Breaks Dusk. When dawn breaks dusk and light becomes lighter, the spirit awakens in the heart of a fighter. A rebirth of life, a renewal of power. A sleeping soul stirs and rises to tower. A bursting of strength, an explosion of youth. The blooming of life that triumphs in truth. Retrieved from slumber, no longer awaits. Blessed in the presence of those pearly white gates. A divine smile, a wink with love. A journey back home to the kingdom above. So I'll play this as I bring Melchizedek through.
As long as you love me.
has how he's come through to me. So, Melchizedek, step back for me for a minute, please. Melchizedek was a high priest. So I'm just going to tell you a little bit about him to start with. Melchizedek was a high priest. He's mentioned in the Bible. I believe it's in the book of Genesis. He comes down to earth to assist the ascension process, which is basically moving everyone and everything back to a state of love and harmony. He normally appears with bright light around him and apparently has a lovely long white beard, which he has drawn a beard. And that's to match his ancient high priest ways. I've got him coming by the side of me. Step back for a minute, you can tell I'm behind him again. The white beard, the white hair, the hair is significant. He's given me that the hair is like an antenna. But we'll come to that in a moment. So the long white beard to match his ancient high priest ways. And he's said to have his own order of light-filled priests who are able to help spiritual people develop their gift and qualities. He works on a high energetic level. We can connect to him, so it's said, through sacred geometry and by focusing on ancient star-shaped symbols. He's about higher learning, and often we're told that he reminds us that we're learning more every day. We're told he recognises all our great lessons that we experience and all the challenges that have been brought to us. He prepares you for transition and inner ascension, where he helps us move beyond levels of fear and move us into our true, our inner heart and soul. He helps you become aware of codes, patterns, symbols and signs. He doesn't just stop for a second. He's trying to correct me on bits already, but I'll let him correct it at the end. He helps you realise that you're able to focus on new ways, and he offers greater light. He offers greater light to those on earth that are offering greater light to those on earth. Melchizedek and his order could always be with us, leading us towards spiritual wisdom. We just need to meditate and connect with their light, for their light to be ours. Right, over to you, Melchizedek. Good evening, you glorious people. Melchizedek. I was getting a little carried away with the words that I heard. I can't say any are incorrect. I just wanted to add more to them. If we can start with the hair. It was the ancient priest ways to have the long hair for better communication. Something I would suggest to all. Yes, I have an order of priests. Light-filled, of course. Mine? Oh no. Nothing is mine as nothing is yours. Yet all is ours. And all is yours. see it to the way that it is. If it's believed to be ours, then it probably isn't. If it's believed to be available to all, then it probably is. You see, it's about usage, not about ownership. That needs to be understood, first of all. Some of you have got to grips with this, as that's about fifth dimension overall. Believe that you have it, and you do, you see. It's what's felt in here, not what you see up here. So yes, there are priests. They are not mine, I tell you. But yes, they work with me, not under me, with me, for you all. If you call on me, it may not just be me that arrives. Certain of the priests have greater abilities than my eye. So if they can fulfill what you need in a better way, they'll come to you. But don't worry, they look like me either way. Some of you are getting to understand that the I in Ascended is a we, a plural, full of light beings. Together we've ascended. So yes, there was a Melchizedek that lived on the earth. That's not the same Melchizedek who's talking to you all now. That would be absurd. To ascend, we come together. It's what we need back on earth. You see, the earth descended. Back to a time before primal earth. So the ascension we seek down on earth right now is really to bring it back to a level that it should have been all along, not right now. You see, it really is quite odd talking about the earth to ascend. It's to ascend it back to where it started before it sank and descended. The ascension really, truly is a spiritual thing, not a physical earth, being-to-being thing. But yet it's had to come to that. That's what's needed down on earth now, you see, to bring it back to where it once was and where it should be. So if you're thinking of ascending the earth as a whole, that's needed because of the poor misled souls. If anything, the earth's vibration has dropped, you see. It always was, always had been, at a fifth dimension. That's where it should have been. You've had the souls lowered with fear and been misled, which has lowered the vibration down to a third dimension, some of you would say. So there, I guess, I'm giving you some spiritual wisdom to start. And lots of you I've already connected with. You've called me with your hearts. For those that haven't, I'm there if you call. Well, at least one of us Melchizedeks or priests of old. Yes, priests of old, with wisdom inside. It's not about giving you wisdom, it's about unlocking what's inside. So if you connect to our light, then our light is yours. If you connect to our light, your light is ours. It's all about partnership, which needs to be understood down on earth. I am aware, as I've heard, and I'm here and I listen to all those that try and ascend, and those that have come to earth that we met before you went down again. So I listen to all, and it's a common voice right now I hear. That you're understanding to a greater level. A greater understanding of the we being an I. That you need your individuality. That's true, don't be shy. But also, you need to be a free mind, be your free spirit. Always be kind. But greater than that, it's still important to be thee and to share your powers, your energies, for a common goal. That's just like it is above. You've heard us speak that shared energies are above to create one. Is it not same down here? Is it important, the I, when you heal? When you heal as a group, are you not a one? You're sharing your energies. Together the healing can begin. It's never an I, you're a channel, you see. And there's more than one of you channeling and sharing the energy. So you're independent, you're clear thinking. That's important, I said. But it's sharing the energies, not leaving the ego in the head. Thinking you do it all alone. That's not the case. It's not the case above. So why should it be the case down here, where the vibration has sank? You want to bring it back? Then look at the old ways. That's why I bring the old geometry. The sacred gifts. They're unlocking abilities that you once had. We could talk of water. You understand they can be programmed again. Geometry is the way. You're made of water too, you see. What no one speaks about with me is my geometry. My geometry that I bring is to balance all life. If we're talking of your physical life, shall we start? That's made of water or there'd be no heart. We program the water. And that's a start for you all. That's why my geometry is sacred and useful to you all. That's often missed. They don't realise, you see. If you can reprogram water, by looking at thee. It can reprogram you by looking at those. It doesn't even need your eyes, truth be told. You could reprogram a blind man with the geometry. The vibration from it sinks into their entirety. This is what needs to be understood. It's the message that's missing from all that I give. Even those star seeds. To channel the message I give. They leave that out. I don't understand why. You only need to look up to the ancient sky. The stars help program all that's within the earth. You can see that clearly with the rise of the tide, the way it sinks, the way it's linked to the moon. When it's tied. The sacred geometry starts from above. Yes, the planets can move and they can shift. But look out there. Look out there. You'll see such a gift. The geometry in your eyes on a clear lit sky. It's there for you all. But very few now spend much time at all under the stars, which once all knew. Shut yourselves inside for safety and fear. That wasn't the way. You went indoors when the skies weren't clear, or when you needed to sleep. And on a dry night, even that wasn't needed. You could sleep under the stars. But you still, it makes us laugh that you understand it. You understand it for rocks or crystals that you call. You put them out under the night moon for all. But you don't do it for yourselves. Do you not see? That's absurd. Do the same for you as you do for all vibrations on Earth. It applies to all, not just one thing. So sometimes your focus needs to be relaxed to begin. It's not new ways at all. It's old ways, you see. That will offer you greater light and will help balance the Earth, you see. So I'm known, I guess, for higher learning and transcendence. Yes, I want the transcendence. And I work with a lot of you souls that are starseeds, that are brave and ever so bold. It's not an easy thing to give what you've ascended to come back to Earth to help those you once knew. I've got the easy role out of all of you. I'm still ascended, trying to help you remember the skills that you've asked me to. So yes, you get me, you starseeds, you do. You don't get a second-hand Melchizedek. Oh no, not for you. So the other priests, they may give some extra power, but they're for those on Earth that are still working. Working to rise above having coming back when they truly open up. They can have Melchizedek behind their back. But for all of you, those that are connected or not, there's not a lot I can teach you. It's helping you to remember what you forgot. There is one thing I've got the medium to do. I need you to focus at it before you meditate and I come through. Now I'm not going to repeat, but you know how to feel it clear. It's about feeling the symbol so that it can come near. Yes, you may need to see it in order to satisfy the mind. Yes, that's right. We want to reprogram you from all that's not right. I will warn you before you connect direct to me. The geometry I'm about to show thee will have some objection from energies from above that don't want the same, don't want the Earth rising to where it was. They want to hold it back so they can keep control, you see. You're told you pollute this, you pollute that, especially to do with the sea. Where's that orchestrated from? Where do you think? You all believe that it's down to you. That's wrong, rethink. They're the ones that tell you of a big melt. That's meant to happen. Otherwise it wouldn't have meant to have freezed in the first instance. So yes, now I'm talking about the great glaciers that you can see. But more than that, you don't spill oil or break the earth crust for fuels that you don't need. That's where the pollutions are coming from that you don't need. But worse than that is the pollutants you don't see that are in everything that you ingest into thee. The water. The trust in medics. The medics are no better. They listen to what's told to them instead of studying for the better. That's reawakening. It really is now, you see. A lot are starting to question, trying to realign it to the way it used to be. But the emphasis, it's really not on one. Not on one when we're talking about you. The emphasis is on one, as in one entirety that you once knew. There's not many bullies down there on Earth, but those that are spread vicious lies to the Earth. Those fears need to be diminished. You still hunt for your meals each day. Some of them were aggressive beasts, but you didn't shudder a doubt when it came to family. To pay. Yes, I call it pay, as that's what it was back then. You understand pay as money and things. It's not about money. It's not at all. About feeding families. So you'd stand up to aggressive beasts. You wouldn't waste it. But yes, you'd eat. So I have such fear over this money that was printed. What is it really? I know it's moving away from what once was wood. Now it's going again to a pollutant that you really don't need. They're printing it on oil, creating plastic, you see. It had more value when it was written on wood, so paper. It's lost all spiritual connections. You see, it has. You can see how the negative keeps moving forward. It started with coins, metals of the earth. They've been taken from you. Taken from you all. Absurd. People don't see. They don't realise the bigger picture. Money creates no happiness. Yes, it can help a little. But I'd call it being held at ransom. That's what you really need to hear. So try to bring a balance back. Spend a few nights under the clouds, the skies. That brings your connection to your heart back for all. Clears the mind, thoughts and all. How many of you meditate? Meditate at night. You may even journey to the stars. Or the universe. Yes, it's not bright. It's not bright at all. It's darkness. Darkness you've been told to fear and all. You're told it's not safe to walk around at night, even moving your clocks. Yes, it might be so that it's not as safe, but that's been bred into you. So the wisdom, I hope, I've opened up and unlocked. So from all that I've said and all that I've spoken, you can see I don't come to teach, I come to reopen. Everything's about the old ways that once were. That's the balance needed. Down on the physical earth. Upon. All it needs is to be re-blessed by the sun. So my sons and daughters that are down there tonight, I will come to and we'll reopen some more light. I That's what he's talking about that he wanted you to see. That's it. That's what I want you to focus on. To open that up. To rebalance. That's a planet map, if it were told. Andromeda at the top. Above Gaia, you see. As well as other universes, dimensions, you see. Before I come, let you meditate on me. That has reminded me of one thing you need to see. Your old picture that the universe is round, that is sure is correct. But you see it as a solid ground, a solid perimeter. That it is not. The next universe, they intermingle a lot. There's no set boundary. There isn't, you see. That's a new dimension you need to understand for thee. So if you close your eyes, call me in close. I'm splitting my energy among you all. Close your eyes. Focus on the image. Let your mind wander with geometry to begin with. Anything you see that is shaped of a pattern will aid you, realign you. It will just aid you in understanding the code of the pattern. I don't believe you need to talk me in. I'm with each of you, so let us begin. Let me in close, close to your heart. Let's unlock some wisdom. Let's lock there for a start. Hold your hands out. Let me come and hold both. I'll merge with you from there. I won't be coming back to say a goodbye. No goodbye is needed. Never when we're so high. My aim is to stay with you. To help you ascend, not your beings, but the knowledge, so it can transcend, come back into the physical at the lower vibration. So it's not a goodbye, it's merely a welcome. Welcome, I'm welcoming you all into my heart. So let's begin. Hold hands for a start. So he might be right there. We might not live to see the Seven Wonders again, but definitely he'd want us to know that, or he wants us all to know that we're doing our bit so that others, other generations will see the Seven Wonders again. It's bringing it back. And that should make you happy. So you will see the Seven Wonders again, but not in this dimension. You'll see them from above looking down. So you are restoring things to the way one things once were. And that's the important message that some don't want to hear. They want to talk about ascension in a different way. So, I've got a little poem that's written by Colleen Cora Hitchcock. It's from 1987. It's called Ascension. It's not totally relevant, but I think it was beautiful when I came across it earlier. So there will be two poems to finish with. So Ascension by Colleen Cora Hitchcock. And if I go while you're still here, know that I live on, vibrating to a different measure. Behind a thin veil, you cannot see through. You will not see me, so you must have faith. I wait for the time when we can soar together again, both aware of each other. Until then, live your life to its fullest, and when you need me to whisper my name in your heart, I will be there. And this next one has actually partly been channeled. It was someone else's poem, but it's been changed quite a bit on its way through. Shifting. Tell me you can feel it, the movement in the air, a timeless call for freedom we rarely get to hear. Gaia is transcending, a new dimension calls her name. Aquarius is upon us. Now all substance and density will disintegrate for a change. A new dawn is rising. No man can stop her universal call. No technology or warfare or uprising can stop the Cabal's fall. Falling into chaos for those who choose not to see. We are hurtling into ascension and cannot avoid what is meant to be. Raise your own vibration. Just let go and lay it be. We are all right now shifting into a brand new reality. For some who fear and resist, there is a painful road ahead. For others who abused and used and lived in devil energy, your karma will be torturous and reincarnated again you will be. For those whose hearts are open, compassionate and kind, your ascension will be blissful with love and peace of mind. I don't know why I'm being told to finish on the poem that I started on. So I guess there's a riddle in this from Melchizedek, which when some of you had missed it. When dawn breaks dusk, when dawn breaks dusk and light becomes lighter, the spirit awakens in a heart of a fighter. A rebirth of life, a renewal of power. A sleeping soul stirs and rises to tower. A bursting of strength, an explosion of youth. The blooming of life that triumphs in truth. Retrieved from slumber, no longer awaits, blessed in the presence of those pearly white gates. A divine smile, a wink with love, a journey back home to the kingdom above. So I hope you've all enjoyed that with Melchizedek. I don't know why, but I feel like I've got a tear and I want to laugh and cry at the same time. So enjoy the rest of your Sunday, all of you. And until next week, lots of love.